since Memorial Day is Monday, May 26th, I wanted to mention that Memorial Day honors America's military men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice in service to their country. We need to remember and honor their sacrifices those men and women and their families made to keep us free. Please don't ever forget that freedom is never free. Today's inspiration is called Comforting Others. The world can be a difficult and dangerous place, a place where our friends and family members often face challenges that test their courage and dampen their spirits. But each day provides countless opportunities to encourage our loved ones, to assist the needy, and to comfort the brokenhearted. When we do these things, we spread seeds of hope and happiness, and that's precisely what we should do. Today, when you encounter someone who needs a helping hand or a comforting word, be generous with both. You possess the power to make the world a better place, one person and one hug at a time. When you use that power wisely, you make your own corner of the world a kinder, gentler, happier place. A woman softens her own troubles by generously solacing those of others. Francois, and I can't pronounce the rest. Tonight, I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities, right? We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. This evening, the lady, it's hopefully we can talk about memories you have of someone you want to honor for Memorial Day. So if you have a brother or a dad or somebody, whether they passed in their military service or not, if you'd just like to remember them and have some more memories of them, we'd appreciate if you'd share those this evening. WRMW 211 Hope, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW 211 Hope, I copy, and I am checking in for all of the 211 households tonight. Thank you.
Copy that. Well, we will check in for Deborah, Sarah, and Betty as well. So is there anybody that you would like to honor a veteran for their service this evening, Hope?
I have a grandpa who served in the Air Force, and so I want to honor him for his service. And my other grandpa who passed away was a veteran of World War II. I also have a brother-in-law who's in the Navy and a doctor currently is dealing with cancer, and so I'd like to honor him as well. And a nephew, actually, who's in the Army.
Wow, well, definitely your entire family is in our thoughts and prayers. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Hope?
My nephew's going to be deployed over near Russia pretty soon, so, you know, it's hard when there's a deployment in the family. But, yeah, I just honor all the people who served our country and lots of adventures and sacrifice. So, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We will definitely keep your nephew in our thoughts and prayers. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world these days. thank you for sharing that and participating in our radio check, and we welcome you and the family back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378, sorry, Robin. Radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Hi there. This is WRMY 378 Robin. I copy you loud and clear. Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. I seem to be tripping over my tongue this evening, but we have been discussing honoring our veterans for Memorial Day. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Robin?
Yeah, I'm really thankful for everyone that served to make this country as free as it can be. I'm thankful for my husband, who was a Vietnam veteran and passed away as a result of Agent Orange. There were so many men out there that are suffering and have suffered. I'm thankful for my dad, who served in Korea, and my grandparents, or my granddads. I'm just thankful for the freedom that we have in this country.
Copy that. Like I mentioned, freedom is never free. So, well, we'd love to thank all of those for their service. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, Robin?
No, I'm just, you know, we take things for granted so much, and then there's days like coming up on Monday that help us remember why we're so resilient, and I'm thankful for all past, present, and future soldiers of all kinds, men and women, because we are the best country in the planet, and I thank God every day for that. That's all I got to say. I thank you, ladies. Have a good night.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that, and you have made sacrifices in your life as well, so... Well, we appreciate your sharing all that and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
78 out.
At this time, I'd like to check in for WRKP 710 Wanda. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check.